This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The new year can be a good time to start over. Plenty of people who lost jobs in 2008 are hoping to get new ones in 2009. James Smith is one of those people. When we caught up with him last year, he was planning to leave the country in search of jobs overseas. And I just want to welcome you back. I'm so glad you could come back on the show.
Thank you.
So Dr. Malveaux, Dr. Julianne Malveaux, our economics expert, is also with us. But I want to ask you, you know, you were laid off in September from a sprinkler plant in Southern California. It was a layoff at the time, but you didn't have high hopes that they would hire again. Have they made any indications that they're going to open up some jobs?
Not at all. In fact, the permanent employees at the plant have been off for more than 30 days now.
Right. Right. So that door is closed for you. You were looking at any number of options inside and outside the country. What have you found as you've been going around trying to look for work?
Well, the work I find here, they're saying I'm overqualified, what work there is being offered, and other people just aren't responding at all. So I'm finding it almost impossible to find a job. So I'm kind of gearing up to leave.
And when you say leave, where would you leave to go?
Well, I have a few friends in Costa Rica, and I'm considering going there. But I'm also looking into Dubai. There's a lot of building going on in Dubai, and some money to be had there.
So when you came on last time, you told us a bit about your history in the military and also having a record. And how do you think both of those have affected? I mean, is there an upside to you having been in the military that kind of balances or makes people think about the other issues you've dealt with?
You know, I don't know what goes on in everyone else's minds, but it seems like it makes no difference that I served in the military, nor for how long. It's simply, I am what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I committed a crime, and I am that.
Dr. Malveaux, what about for people who have records, particularly felony records, which can show up on employment applications? What advice do you have?
People have got to use their networks. I mean, many employers do discriminate against people with felony records, and from a larger public policy perspective, we need to begin to talk about ways to expunge people's records to make sure, especially if these are drug-related crimes and other crimes, that their records can be expunged after a period of time in which they've lived crime-free. But that doesn't help the brother that we're talking to at all in the short run, Mr. Smith. So what people have to do is use their networks, get their foot in the door, have someone who can bring them along and help them. That's harder to do now than it was 2 years ago because jobs are just hard to come by. And the basic employer is going to look at a record, someone with a record, someone without a record, and they're going to pick the person without the record. And that's just real. It's not fair, it's not right, but it's real.
James, how do you feel like your network is serving you? Do you think that there are people who are willing to try to at least recommend you for the jobs that are out there?
Truth is, I don't have much of a network. I've come back out to... I'm on my own here.
Mm.
So I'll do what I can.
I would also suggest to you that you go to organizations that are focused on helping especially African-Americans and especially African-American men find employment. The Urban League movement will, I don't know what city you're in, but many of the Urban Leagues will have job development programs that will work with you to help you find something. Again, it's just a harder time than it's ever been before, but that is a definite resource. Many cities have some form of job development program, especially for people who have had some challenges, and that represents a resource as well. Finally, I think, the Veterans Affairs Departments and their offices in many cities can be helpful to you. Again, you know, you sound extraordinarily determined. If you're interested in thinking about leaving the country, it would suggest to me that you also should be as aggressive in looking at the opportunities that exist here in the United States, understanding the kinds of discrimination that exist. The last thing I would say is that many people in your position have found self-employment, with its ups and downs, a way to make sure that income comes in. You're trying to earn an income, and there may be some ways that you can create your own opportunities. And again, I realize that's easier said than done, but that does represent a possibility.
Well, James, since you are in a forum with hundreds of thousands of people listening to your story, what do you consider your strengths?
I am a bulldog. You give me the job, and it will get done. It doesn't matter what I have to sacrifice to get it done. I come to work every day. I come to work early. I enjoy my work most of the time, and when I don't enjoy it, I do it anyway.
It sounds like you still have that discipline. You may have walked into the military with it, but it sounds like a very military-style discipline that you bring to your work.
It is.
That's right. People are looking for good, hard workers, even as the unemployment situation churns. I mean, people are hiring every day. So that discipline will take you a very long way, and that's a discipline that you're going to need to use to find another kind of opportunity for yourself. People are laying off, but the same, you know, other people are hiring. And so you've almost got to be laser focused. What I tell people who are unemployed these days is you have to treat your unemployment like it's a job. In other words, I know unemployed people who basically are down, depressed. You don't sound like that. So the same 40 hours that you would give an employer, you need to give yourself in terms of the job search.
Well, James, we definitely want to continue to stay in touch with you as you follow your search. So once again,
good luck.
Absolutely. Once again, I appreciate it. And Dr. Malveaux, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We were speaking with James Smith. He was laid off from a manufacturing job in September. He's now collecting unemployment and looking for work in Southern California or wherever he can find it. We were also speaking with economist Dr. Julianne Malveaux, the president of Bennett College.